tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. U.S. trade with Africa offers a challenge and opportunity as close to 1,200 American and African business leaders are currently meeting in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, to discuss ways of boosting trade and investment between the regions. Direct flights between the U.S. and African countries, as well as trade pacts like AGOA, have the potential to push trade further than ever. But analysts say Africans need to be better poised for the challenge, and deals with its investors are more fairly negotiated. James Shikwati is a trade economist in Nairobi.
I would say, don't surrender to the U.S. to prepare you to be export ready. Once your country is AGOA eligible, you should invest heavily in your population to have a constituency of exporters that can take advantage of AGOA.
AGOA allows nearly 40 countries in sub-Saharan Africa to export some goods free of duties and quotas to the U.S. Burundian police say at least 8 people have been wounded in a series of grenade attacks in the center of the capital of Bujumbura. A police spokesman said 2 people have been arrested for their alleged roles in the attacks. The first grenade exploded around noon Wednesday in front of a telecom shop operated by a Vietnamese businessman. Another explosion happened in the parking lot for the National Post Office headquarters, damaging an empty car. A third bomb exploded in Bujumbura's open market. Officials at Somalia Civil Aviation Authority said Wednesday they found no evidence so far of a criminal act in the explosion of an airliner which took off from Mogadishu's airport and returned for an emergency landing. Investigators moved the plane from the runway to a private hangar. Foreign technical experts were involved in the inquiry. This is VOA News.